The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio.
This hour is sponsored by Murphy's Auto Care.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard.
This is WHIO meteorologist Kirsty Zontini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Hope you're taking it easy out there. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Jan Murphy, along with my husband, Dave. We are your hosts of Auto Talk, so thanks for tuning in. We hope you'll ride along with us the next hour. We have a lot in store, a lot to talk about, and we're going to be taking your calls at 457-1290. Dave is an ASC Master Certified Technician for over 40 years. We are located in Beaver Creek on Dayton Senior Road. We've been there 25 years in business.
That's right.
That's, man, time flies.
It does. It does. Seems like yesterday when we stepped through the door there, right?
Seems like yesterday I was 18 years old and I took my car in there and you put your sandwich down and fixed my car and asked me out on a date.
That was the beginning.
That was the beginning.
Well, more or less, yeah. There's a lot that's taking place between that and now.
Yeah,
but
filler.
It's all been good.
Filler, yeah.
Filler and fluff,
well, thanks,
like that.
Thanks for tuning in today. Yeah. We're going to be talking about a lot, and welcome to the show, everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. Glad you're riding along with us. By the way, Murphy's Auto Care is what she's talking about. We are the co-owners of that business for over 25 years. We're open every Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. here to serve you and your family's vehicle service needs, and we truly enjoy that. That's what we get up and go in there every day to do. You can reach us if you'd like to call us and at some time at our shop at 426-AUTO. Or 426-2886. You can also reach us on the web at murphysautocare.com. You can go there to learn more about automotive service and repair, the services we provide, as well as you can read our blog posts. We have a lot of photographs, and it is an ever-changing site. You know, a lot of people we see from looking at analytics, a lot of people like to go there and just take a look at it and see what all we got going on.
I really like the blog posts that you do, Dave.
Thank you.
Lots of good information. Hey, if you just want to know more about your car and you can't tune in every Saturday, check out those blog posts. We've got some great video and great examples of what happens in our shop each and every day.
And most of all, if you need to get your car serviced, it's easy. Go to our website. Click the contact tab up in the right corner, and it'll say, would you like to schedule or request an appointment? Click that, and it's just easy peasy from all the way out, and we'll respond right away to you.
Yeah, so like I said, we're going to take your calls today. We're live in the studio. 457-1290 is the number to call. 457-1290. Give us a call and ask us your questions. We've got a lot to talk about today, but we are always happy to talk about what you'd like to talk about.
Absolutely.
I think that's what makes this show so much fun.
You know, and people have all things, kinds of things going on with their vehicles, right? Or maybe their family's vehicles or whatever it is. But just remember, if you can put gas in it and it's got tires or wheels on it, or maybe even a chain that runs around it or whatever it is, if it's got an engine in it, we'll talk to you about it. Hopefully be able to help you keep it running great. And, you can keep it forever, hopefully, that way, because that's what we're about.
So let's jump to some of the emails this week, Dave.
I
know we had a 2007 F-150.
We sure did.
And a 99.
And I'll take them separately.
Suburban? Okay, two different issues.
Yeah, so the F-150, this was a listener last week that just, we had so many calls, we couldn't get them in, so they quickly emailed me, and I responded. It was a great question, because this is a question so many people want to know, which is, at what point should I stop spending money on my vehicle? And this particular listener happened to give me the entire history and the rundown on this vehicle, which made it much easier, to give advice on it. Bottom line is, the vehicle had, I would say, probably a handful, four or five things of known concerns. And so certainly, but this person loved this vehicle very much, and it's utilitarian. And the question was, should I really go ahead and put thousands of dollars in this vehicle? And we're talking about a 2007 F-150. Let's face it, it's 12 years old, maybe. And, if you like your F-150, you like your F-150. So the response I had was, well, first of all, let's consider, do you like the vehicle? Do you need the vehicle? Okay. And do you realize what it's going to cost to go replace that vehicle? So in this case, I think for this individual, this was like a second or third vehicle in the family, but it's utilitarian, right? They need that vehicle. It's useful, right? You're not going to go get wood, or you're not going to go to the big box store and get all the home improvement stuff and stuff it in your little car or whatever your sedan is, right? Or maybe whatever it is, you camp or whatever. So, you know, what my response here is this. Ask yourself those questions. Do I need the vehicle? Do I like the vehicle still? And, you know, do I realize what it's really going to cost to replace it? And in this case, if you haven't been out shopping for a new pickup truck, you need to go out and look at one or just look at them online. I can tell you that you can easily spend $50,000 on an F-150. It's just not that hard. To repower an F-150, meaning replace the driveline, replace the transmission, replace the engine with a Jasper is what we would recommend, Jasper branded product. You're going to get a great warranty. You're going to get 100,000 miles nationwide, 36 months on that as well. And it's a superior product. You could repower this vehicle for $8,000 to $10,000.
So that's where you get into true cost to own.
Exactly, the true cost to own. So $8,000 to $10,000 sounds like a lot of money, right, to put into a 12-year-old vehicle. But do you really want to spend $40,000 to $50,000 for a new truck? I mean, and if you do, that's great. I totally get that. I really do. Because you're going to get more new technology. But do you
really? If that's what you want.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost like we're talking about an investment, you know, idea here. Either one's a bad investment. They're not great ones. Which one's the lesser of two evils?
Well, I'm getting to the point in my life where I'm just not wanting brand new technology that I have to learn.
Boy, that's the truth.
And figure out how to drive the car. And with all these bells and whistles on it at the same time, you know, we still have our 2005 Chevy Suburban. We just had to put some more money into it. And
happily,
I love that
happily.
Car. I used to drive that car every day with four kids and a dog and a husband. And I love that car.
Yeah, just like this truck. Very utilitarian. You know, you got to stop and think about it. And yeah, actually we have. I mean, this week we needed to put some investment into that vehicle. And
yeah,
it's our third vehicle. It just sits around.
Yeah, it's not our daily driver anymore, but it serves a wonderful purpose. And I kind of missed a couple of errands that I could have used that with.
Yeah, I know. It was a shopping thing, I'm sure, because it's so big and cavernous, right? Yeah, you can stuff a lot of things in there. Anyways, so thank you so much. We appreciate that email, and thanks for tuning in to us on the show. Actually, another similar question about a 99 Chevy Suburban, oddly enough. This is a K1500. That means it's a four-wheel drive, half-ton Suburban, very useful to this family. Had kind of a little setback, had an electrical issue pop up. And the question there was, hey, would we repair that at our business? And absolutely, we do all types of electrical repairs from simple to very involved. A lot of shops will turn that kind of stuff away. And I think what happened here was we had a component that just shorted out, maybe caused some wiring damage to a harness. We haven't looked at it yet. We're hoping to. But, you know, those are not things that if your shop can't do those things, maybe you might want to consider looking around a little bit. Because a shop should be able to do everything bumper to bumper, quite honestly.
Well, and just about every car. I mean, we work on all makes and models. We see everything.
We do.
And we have very talented staff. We have very talented technicians. We have the updated equipment. We have the technology to work on all your vehicles, whether they're 20 years old or 2 years old.
Well, myself and all of our staff, I think we are so cohesive because we all want to know what makes the watch tick. So we, you know, taking it apart, understanding it, thoroughly understanding it, helps us hopefully make best recommendations for our customers. And that's what it's about, because we want to, you know, help our customers decide what's the right path to them, whether it is to get another vehicle or whether it's to maybe go ahead and invest in it.
Right.
I'm not the one to make that decision. That's totally up to those
people.
Well,
and our staff also has a lot of experience. I mean, we've got a wonderful technician that's been with us 20 years and another one that's been with us many, many years. We get along so well, but we love learning together. And some of the stuff that's old school, we can still do very well.
Absolutely. You know, if your car still has points in it in a carburetor, yeah, we'll work on it. If you, of course, have the latest technology in your vehicle, it's a 2018, 2019, we actually have the equipment to talk to that vehicle, and we intend to continue moving forward with that. So that's kind of us. But two great emails. I really appreciate the input. You know what we're going to do right now? Let's go out and take a quick call. All right. Hello, it's Michael out there. How you doing?
Pretty good, and I love your show.
Thank you, Michael. We appreciate thanks for being a part of it. That's
I finally got through.
Good. So, well, how can we help you?
Well, I have a 2002 PT Cruiser, and last spring I thought, well, I need to get the there wasn't any AC, nothing blowing out cool.
Okay.
So I go to my mechanic. I've been to him for years. He pulls a vacuum on it for a while. Mm-hmm. Well, it looks good. He recharged it. It lasted approximately a month.
Okay.
So I took it back. He recharged it, and it lasted approximately a month. So I and he can't find anything that's leaking with the dye or whatever they use. And I wondered if you might have a comment about that.
Well, I have a couple of a little insight on it. So, first of all, air conditioning leaks can be rather elusive on certain vehicles, okay? So you mentioned that he pulled a vacuum, just so for all of our other listeners to understand. That means he put the air conditioning system components into a vacuum, okay, negative atmosphere. And then that procedure lasts typically about an hour. And it's more or less a determination of how sound is the system. Will it hold refrigerant? And if it'll hold after you've turned the machine off, you can feel fairly confident that you can go ahead and recharge it. And most likely it's going to hold refrigerant, which it did in both cases for about a month for you, especially through the high temperature seasons, right? So now let's talk about finding the leak. There's different processes. You mentioned he used dye. He probably injected dye into the system with the oil and the refrigerant when he recharged it. So that then as that leaks out, you can typically see it. That's a fluorescent type dye, and you use a black light and you go over the system and you find it. So on that vehicle, there may be lines and hoses and assemblies that are covered by other components in the car, perhaps wrapped with insulation. Sometimes you got to cut that off and peel it because that's where the leak is. Otherwise, you don't see it. They're known for leaking in the evaporators, and they're known for leaking from the condensers, but those should be pretty, the condenser is out in front, that should be pretty visible with a black light. The evaporator is a different story. Those can be very fooling, quite honestly. They can, you know, once you've eliminated that the condenser, the compressor, and the lines are not leaking, you have to conclude that the evaporator is the most likely choice, and then you have to do a little more in-depth tracking of it in order to see if it's in fact leaking from there. But usually, if you've got dye in it and you take like a white cloth, okay, like a white paper towel, and you go up into where the condensate drain tube is, which is where the fluid or the water will leak out as it's operating, which is kind of over there on the passenger side. If you if you stuff that up in there and you pull it out and you got fluorescent dye on it, you know the evaporator's leaking, okay?
Oh, okay.
So that's one way. But let me go back and say something. He's kind of doing you a favor here, and I'll tell you why. Because the vehicle's an O2, all right? You've paid him probably to charge it the first time. My guess is he was gracious and didn't charge you the second time. Who knows? You know, I don't know how that went. But you also got primarily through most of the heat or the cooling season. And I can tell you, if you have a bad evaporator on this vehicle, and, of course, you're going to then replace the dryer on it, potentially other components, you're talking about spending $1,000, $1,200 probably to fix it. So, which is what we would recommend, and he probably would too. It sounds like you got a good relationship with him. But the other option is now you've only had to spend a couple of hundred dollars probably or a few hundred dollars to keep the air conditioning system working through that, you know. And you really got to now weigh, are you going to keep this vehicle? And if you are, and the rest of it works correctly, and the engine's in great shape, and the driveline, all that stuff, then you got to make that decision, okay? But it's a great question, Michael. I really appreciate it. I got to run to a quick break here. And you hang in there, but I'm going to let you go. Have a great weekend, okay?
Hey, thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Take care. All right, folks, another great question. Follow us here on Auto Talk, or I should say stay tuned. We got a whole lot more fun, a lot of things we're going to talk about. We'll be right back here on Auto Talk.
Dayton and Springfield Station for 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. And our Ask the Expert weekends, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The Miami Valley's Ultimate Home Expo is going on this weekend at the Dayton Mall. The only home show where admission and parking is free. The Ultimate Home Expo. Everything for your home is at one location. Bathroom, flooring, heating and air conditioning, hot tubs, kitchens, health and wellness. Some of the top businesses in the area there to answer your questions in all facets of home improvement. Whether you're just out looking for ideas or ready to start the next project, your first stop is the Ultimate Home Expo. The show runs February 8th through the 18th, and don't forget admission and parking is free. Live music in the center court, Monarch Market with demos all weekend on painting and staining, essential oils, farmhouse inspiration, and many more. The best area businesses in all facets of home improvement. Come out and comparison shop at one location. The Ultimate Home Expo at the Dayton Mall, February 8th through 18th. More information online at homeexpodayton.com. That's homeexpodayton.com.
Hi, this is Jim Roof, owner of Raymath Company. We have great careers available at our locations in Piqua and Troy. If you are a dependable, high-quality individual and want to grow in your career, we currently have positions for tool and die makers, local delivery drivers and welders on first shift, and quality technicians on third shift. You'll get competitive vacation, health care benefits, and 401k. To apply, visit raymath.com and click on careers. That's raymath.com and click on careers. Raymath, redefining metal fabrication.
Your garage is an entrance to your home. Transform it into a welcoming entryway. It'll look great, but more importantly, Nature Stone reduces tracked in dirt, eliminates puddling, standing water, and salt damage, and covers uneven concrete so you don't slip or trip. Don't replace the concrete. Don't paint your floor. It just doesn't work. Nature Stone is the affordable garage floor solution that beautifies your home. Call or go to naturestone.com to schedule your free in-home estimate and get up to 50% off. Nature Stone, the only concrete solution.
Quality is here. Family is here. Home is here. Come home to St. Leonard. On 240 acres of beautiful scenic landscape, St. Leonard is where comfort and convenience meet. That's why home is here at the St. Leonard campus in Centerville, one of the largest faith-based older adult communities in Southern Ohio, where residents of all faiths enjoy convenience, security, amenities, and activities. You will be surrounded by friendly neighbors and caring staff at St. Leonard. Call 675-0163 or visit homeishere.org.
Find your comfort zone at Frisch's Big Boy with $5.99 comfort bowls and combos. Kick back with our mashed potato and chicken bowl. Take on our chili champ bowl. Or go big with our three-egg breakfast bowl, all just $5.99 each. Or create your own comfort combo. Choose from select entrees, sides, and drinks for just $5.99. But don't get too comfortable. Our $5.99 comfort bowls and combos are available for a limited time only at Frisch's Big Boy.
Baby boomers have shared their frustration about how much tax they pay. Let me reverse that for you and put the emphasis on saving taxes. This is Chuck Oliver, founder of the Hidden Wealth Solution, and I've been helping clients for over two decades to get their retirement on track and avoid the tax traps. Daily, I see clients paying taxes needlessly instead of maximizing their financial future. Learn how to save unnecessary tax and optimize your retirement. Visit retirementprotected.com, retirementprotected.com.
I'm Dave Murphy of Murphy's Auto Care, and you might have heard that Jan and I are teaming up with the Goodwill Auto Auction. When I learned about all the great ways the Goodwill Auto Auction helps people in our community, we knew we wanted to get involved. We had no idea of all the great work they do to help people with disabilities and other needs. Did you know they helped more than 18,000 people last year alone? Incredible! You can help too. When you donate your vehicle to the Goodwill Auto Auction, the proceeds are used to support local programs for people in need. Always a free tow, and Goodwill handles all the paperwork. Call 228-AUTO and donate today.
Sunny skies expected all day today. We'll lift to a high temperature of 29 degrees, and thanks to next to no breeze as we go later in the day, wind chills will remain in the mid to upper 20s. Overnight tonight, mostly clear conditions with temperatures dropping down into the teens. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley Radio Station with breaking news, weather, and traffic, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And welcome back to Auto Talk. You're listening to Dave and Jan Murphy from Beaver Creek, Ohio. We've been there many, many years. 25, as a matter of fact, but we, of course, lived there longer than that. Went to high school there. But come see us at Murphy's Auto Care. We're open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30, and we are really enjoying this show. We're rocking and rolling today. And I just wanted to say what a great day for the Goodwill Auto Auction. You know, the Goodwill Dayton, they serve over 20,000 people annually through 40 different programs. Mm-hmm. What a great day for the auto auction today, February. They go every other week.
Right.
And it's a fun place to go and watch these cars, boats, RVs, motorcycles, and anything.
You just never know what's going to be.
It's just fascinating. It's fun to watch. There's a great opportunity there if you're looking for a vehicle. And it helps people right here in our community. That's what's most important. All the proceeds stay right here in the Dayton area. And I just love that about the program.
Yeah, absolutely. On the note about what you're going to find or what you might see there, you know, it's easy. You can go to their website. Actually, you can go to it's goodwilldaytonauto.com. And if you're looking for a vehicle, hey, you can check the inventory. Of course, whatever they've sold out, typically everything they have every auction. But they'll start building that inventory as we go into the next 10 days here. So if you're looking for a vehicle, check it out. A lot of late model stuff up there that maybe just needs a little TLC. So it's a great place to check.
And it changes lives here in the community.
That's the best part. Yeah, it absolutely is.
You know, it's something else I want to talk about. Really, I know it's not on topic, but we want to say hi to our friends at Indian Lake. We've got friends and family at Indian Lake.
Yes,
and we
do.
Go up there frequently. I know it's kind of off season right now, but this Sunday, there's going to be Island Life on HGTV is featuring some homes up there. So we want to give a shout out to the new homeowners as well as everybody on HGTV's Island Life. It's going to be this Sunday at 10 o'clock. So, hey, tune in and watch. It gives you a lot of history, a lot of fun stuff to do at Indian Lake. It's only an hour from Dayton.
It's part of the Miami Valley.
It is. It's part of the Miami Valley. And we really appreciate the listeners from that area.
We do.
As
and
well.
A segue would be, of course, power boats, right? You know how I am about those things.
Okay.
So.
All right. I'm not following you there.
Well,
but.
You know, all those people that are like me right now are just chomping at the bit to get the, you know, to get back out and get on the water. So we'll talk to you too if you want to give us a call.
Okay. Back to the phones.
Absolutely. We're going to go right now. We're going to go back to Dan. Dan, thanks for being patient. Thanks for joining Auto Talk. How can we help you?
Hey, appreciate you taking my call.
Our pleasure. What's up?
Well, I have a 2007 Kia Sportage, and when the cold weather hit a few weeks ago, I went out to open the open the driver's side door, and the handle basically broke.
Uh-huh.
It's still attached, but I guess the mechanism inside the door just
snapped.
I can't open the door now.
Yeah.
It functions okay if I have to go through the passenger side door to open a door, and everything works inside.
Well, so you have a very unique vehicle. You have a three-door now, so that's cool. You know what I mean?
There you go.
Hey, if you need some help with that, we have some experts on our team. Just pop in our shop on Monday. We'll take a look at it and let you know what it's going to cost. We can fix it for you.
Okay. I was wondering, though, is that a job that I could maybe tackle?
Sure. You know, if you're handy enough, if you're good, if you have a couple of tools you need to get the interior door panel off so you can get it open and open it up, look at it. Without damaging those pins, sure, probably could.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean,
I know my limitations, but I feel like maybe this is something I can handle.
Well, certainly, if you want to try and take it apart, you can do that. Get the panel off, look in there. The handle assembly itself unbolts, or unrivets. One of the two. It'll be maybe a combination of those. But my guess is, probably a little bell crank lever on it internally broke. So, but either way, we're here to help you out. Give us a call. We'll help you talk you through it, or either one.
All right, thank you.
Have a great weekend, Dan. Thanks. All right.
Yeah, that's interesting. I'm sure it's kind of common, too. And, you just never know with the weather here, the crazy weather in Dayton, Ohio.
Yep.
But I did want to say also Mike's Car Wash open daily from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. We appreciate their sponsorship, and we're going to be right back after this break. Stick with us.
Absolutely.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
12:30, I'm John Tisdale with a WHIO News Update. Our top story, looks like a nice but cold Saturday across the Miami Valley, but that is expected to change starting tomorrow.
Near perfect conditions for Saturday, but snow is on the way. I'll let you know how much we expect to get. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
Now WHIO Triple Team Traffic. Watch for road work in the area of northbound 75 at Stanley Avenue. The left lane is blocked. Got a report of a crash in Dayton. It's on Marvine Avenue near Hoover Avenue. Checking out the drive times if you're going to be traveling on westbound 35 from 675 to I-75. That 8-mile drive will take you about 7 minutes point to point. Our top story, it's been a clear and sunny but cold start to your Saturday. What can we expect for the rest of the day?
We do have temperatures picking up into about the mid to upper 20s for a high. Overnight tonight, we're looking at about 17 degrees for the low temperature. Mostly clear conditions out there for us as well.
At Storm Center 7 meteorologist Jesse Mag, in just a moment, he will have the full forecast, which includes the chance for snow to return. For tomorrow. Now, flooding continues for parts of the Miami Valley from this week's rainfall. We're still seeing multiple roads and even parts closed due to high waters.
If you do see any high water remaining from the floodwaters that we had the past couple of days, that you don't try to drive through it, that you turn around and find an alternate route, but also be cognizant of the fact that if there was high water earlier, that there is a chance that it has frozen over, creating some very slick spots.
WHO's James Ryder says Rice Park remains closed in Miamisburg. The baseball field remains underwater. A flood warning remains in effect for Clark County until 4 o'clock this afternoon. You decide 2020.
I am a candidate for President of the United States of America.
And that was Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren announcing her run for the White House moments ago in Lawrence, Massachusetts. She joins a crowded field in the Democratic field in the party's primary. At least five Democratic senators have announced their candidacy to challenge President Donald Trump in 2020. Updating a story we're following in Miami Township, the woman who survived the murder-suicide that claimed the life of her young son is improving.
Daisha Patterson has been upgraded to serious condition at Kettering Medical Center. Cops say Patterson was wounded by her boyfriend, Giovanni McClendon Jr., at their apartment February 1st. Her six-year-old son, Carter Clemens, died from his wounds at the scene.
WHO's Ron Otto says McClendon took his own life in a video witnesses say they saw on Facebook Live. And the Dayton Flyers will look to bounce back following Tuesday night's loss at St. Louis later this afternoon in Kingston, Rhode Island, in Kingston, Rhode Island, against the Rhode Island Rams. Our pregame coverage begins at 3 o'clock. Tip-off is at 4 with Larry Hanskin and Keith Wallace-Kowski on the call, followed by Flyer feedback after the game, all right here on the home of the Flyers. And now the most accurate and dependable forecast, your Storm Center 7 meteorologist, Jesse Mack.
Mostly sunny skies expected today with chilly temperatures up to 29 degrees for the high, but the wind's relatively calm. Overnight tonight, mostly clear skies and a low temperature of 17 degrees. Clouds waving in throughout the morning on Sunday and snow arriving in the afternoon. That's going to switch to a wintry mix and then rain by the late afternoon. Into the evening hours towards midnight, we'll switch back to a wintry mix and even snow waving into the Miami Valley. High temperatures on Sunday topping off at 36 degrees. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7. WHIO.
Latest scan of the live Doppler 7 radar is clear. Currently, we've got 19 degrees in Troy, 20 degrees in Springfield, and 20 degrees in Dayton at 1234. I'm John Tisdale. WHIO, continuing news.
The Elizabeth Diamond Company is overstocked, and that means incredible savings for you. We've consolidated thousands of pieces in our beautiful Centerville store. In fact, we brought so much jewelry and diamonds to Centerville, they were offering massive discounts on engagement rings, wedding bands, and much more. If this is the year for I Do, you can't pass up these huge savings from EDC. Make a personalized one-on-one appointment or just stop in to view hundreds of styles and designs. Try our affordable custom design for your own engagement ring. Come by yourself and we'll work step by step to build the greatest surprise of her life, even if you're not sure where to start. Or come as a couple for a truly unique experience neither of you will forget. Any style, any budget, you'll find a stunning gift at Elizabeth Diamond Company, only in Centerville. It's true, if you haven't shopped EDC, you're not done shopping yet. Financing available to qualified buyers.
Hi, Dave and Megan here from Murphy's Auto Care and your host of Auto Talk right here live every Saturday on WHIO. Megan, I know how you love unlimited offers and I know you love Mike's Car Wash.
That's right, Dave, because at Mike's Car Wash, I get the ultimate wash or the works wash unlimited. Pay for 5 months and get the 6 month free.
That's right. You can wash it all you want. It's the best way to preserve, protect, and keep your car looking like new. And you can purchase at any of Mike's 22 great locations. Or for more details, go to mikescarwash.com.
Get local news when you want it. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO have flash briefings now available on your Amazon Echo.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Thanks for joining us every Saturday. Dave and I are here at noon to 1, and we love hearing from you on Auto Talk here. We love doing the show. We call it the fastest hour in radio.
Buckle up. That's
yeah.
Right.
I did want to take a minute to talk about the ultimate and works wash at Mike's Car Wash. They do underbody spray. I love going through Mike's. I go there at least every week, if not more often. And when I go, I pick up their wash books because I keep a couple on me at all times because they make a great gift. Mm-hmm. You know, you can stick one in a card and, you know, give that special person, whether it's your wife, your adult driver, children, you know, your sister, whoever, you know, give them a little something. Maybe they don't, maybe they haven't been to Mike's, but it's a wonderful experience. Their people are fast and they're friendly, courteous,
And your car is clean.
Your car is clean. It's just super clean.
And underbody is so important right now. It's so important. It's kind of like a bidet for your car. You know what I mean? It's one of those things. I don't know if that was appropriate or not. But anyway, so it just gets the important thing about this is, and something I've learned from getting to know the Dom family, okay? So they have this research and development that's ongoing all the time. All of their car washes are custom built in order to improve and make the car wash experience better. It's not like a lot of other car washes where they actually go out and just buy car wash equipment.
It's not just the wishy-washy.
Yeah, well, that and also, you know, I mean, a lot of times businesses are built obviously to be profitable, which is important. They all should be, but they really take the extra time to make sure the equipment they use is doing the job. So it's important. So Mike's Car Wash, I want to say our hats are off to you. Great job. Great gifts. Can't beat it.
So, all right, let's jump back to the
phones
today.
We're going out to Hugh, I believe, in Salina. Hello, how are you?
Great job. Can't beat it.
You have to turn your radio down.
Yeah, if you can turn that down, we'll be able to talk to you.
From Salina. Hello, how are you?
Are you there?
Hello.
You're going to have to turn your radio down.
I'm here. Yeah, I'm here.
All right, get that down. Okay, welcome to Auto Talk. How can we help you, Hugh?
Well, I have a 2007 Mazda microvan. And I was trying to change the pads, the brake pads on the rear.
Mm-hmm.
But I was wondering, is there a secret to collapsing the caliper cylinder? I was having trouble. My clamp turned into a pretzel. I torqued it so hard, and it just won't collapse.
Yep, and now you're probably going to need some calipers for the rear of the car. So, yeah, that's a threaded caliper internally. It's like got a big screw on it. So it doesn't push back in like the calipers on the front of a vehicle. So there is a specific tool for it. I don't know if you can borrow one from a parts store or wherever you got your parts from, but you need to go back and get that. And at this point you will probably need to replace the calipers. So
it actually rotates.
It does.
I wondered about that, if that was a possibility.
Yep.
And oh boy.
Yep. So I hate to tell you that, you know, but, that's okay. Yeah, everybody's got to try sometimes to do that.
I'm used to the old American cars, and so I put a big C-clamp on it and torqued it with everything I had.
Gotcha. Well, everything's changed, but we appreciate your call. Have a great weekend, and be careful out there with those brakes, okay?
Thank you so much. It was a big help.
Absolutely. See you, buddy. Wow. Hey, that happens to the best of people when they're working on that. You know, things change, technology changes. But something I'm going to add to that call real quickly is that many vehicles today now also have an electric or electronically engaged rear parking brake. So that's why it's so critical to have your vehicle in the hands of a skilled technician who understands the systems and how they integrate. This vehicle, you know, 2007, it's totally computer controlled. It's an older generation of that on there. And I don't know which safety systems are on it. But unfortunately, more and more systems on vehicles are becoming not accessible by the do-it-yourselfer at home. And you know, that's just the way it is. That's the way technology's gone, right? So, but hats off to you for making the attempt there, Hugh. So hopefully you get it back together safely. But at any rate, I'm going to move along here. We are live in the studio today. You can call us at 457-1290. That's 457-1290 if you'd like to talk to either one of us today about your vehicle needs. All right. So, Jan, you know, I've been wanting to talk a little bit about today about something that we call ECD, and that is called electrochemical degradation is what that acronym stands for. Again, ECD is electrochemical degradation. It's something that we see in our industry. It's what basically deteriorates cooling systems and also just electrical circuits in general. And it happens when things have fluids flowing through them that start to generate acidity and more or less become a battery. So one of the things that we work on or we do and recommend at our shop is to consistently, you've heard us talk about BG products. We talk about flushing fluids. And we just can't stress it enough how important it is to continually replace the fluids in your vehicle. One of the key critical ones is coolant or engine antifreeze, right? Most manufacturers will talk about it. And if you look in the owner's manual.
How often?
Usually your owner's manual will tell you around 75. That's going to be the earliest 1,000 miles to about 100,000 miles, or it's what they call lifetime.
You mean we have to do more than change our oil?
We do. And we have to understand what lifetime is, okay?
Whose lifetime?
Exactly.
Yours or mine?
What lifetime? You know, some things, lifetimes are only 12 months.
The life of the car?
That's right. And if it's under-maintained, the life of it is much shorter, obviously. But we use BG chemicals, BG products to clean these systems before we change the fluids. And then, of course, we replace it with a high-quality BG product fluid to operate in those systems. But it's still really, really important. And what we see in vehicles that are not regularly flushed, serviced, and so forth as fluids is we see this phenomenon called ECD occur, and it deteriorates the hoses. And I got to say, on modern vehicles now with smaller displacement engines, and they actually have a thermal management module, which is controlling the flow of coolant through these engines. So now we have a lot more rubber hoses. And some of those hoses are in places that are exposed to a tremendous amount of heat. We're seeing, you know, because we've got turbocharging going on, variable valve timing going on.
What flush is going to take care of that?
Well, actually, we have a fuel injection system service that is specifically for, not for variable valve time, but for, I'm at a loss of words here all of a sudden, current fuel system, it'll come to me in a second. So the point I'm trying to make here is that changing fluids, direct injection, GDI, so that's really important. And now that GDI has been on vehicles for about 10 years, we're starting to see a lot of carbon buildup. And some vehicles even have to have the engines partially disassembled, to be cleaned properly. So there's ways to prevent it, but it's by using high-quality products from your service provider. Hopefully it's BG products.
Well, I know BG offers, they offer warranty on
anytime a service is performed, that's right, any of the key services like oil service, transmission service, coolant, power steering, and brake fluid, all of those come with an additional warranty to protect you, the motorist, and the components in that vehicle going forward.
Yeah, I've really learned a lot. It's more than just changing your oil, but if you take care of your car, it will take care of you. And nobody wants to be caught with a major problem or a major repair that could have been prevented with some just minor maintenance every year,
right,
or well, two. I mean, depending, you know, you do one flush this year, you can get a couple of flushes done, but it's just like getting your teeth cleaned, you know, get everything done and they'll last.
Well, and to your point, you just made the point about maintenance, regular scheduled maintenance, right? So one of the things that we can offer our customers at Murphy's Auto Care is an oil analysis process or service. We're the only ones actually east of the Mississippi that can do this right now. We have a micro lab in our business, in our shop. So that means that when your vehicle's in, if you would like for us to baseline the oils in your vehicle, typically the engine oil and the transmission oil are the most common ones we take a look at, we can pull a sample, we can analyze those, or the laboratory does, the lab does that for us, but it does it in our shop, and it does it within about 15 minutes. We have results back that the typical person who's not familiar with mechanics or the mechanical type components, you can understand what's happening as your engine is wearing internally.
Well, it's like a blood test for your engine and
better said.
And transmission,
right?
So you can do a lot with it, and it's just not a basic test. It is a
very
complete, like a blood test for your car, and it can tell us so many things about your car. I've actually watched our guys do it and seen the results of some of these fluids that have come in. And, boy, it's like having a crystal ball almost.
Well, and one of the cool things that I've seen since we've utilized this piece of equipment is that our regular customers that follow our recommendations, you know, as we've sampled their vehicles over the last 4 or 5 months, we're seeing that the recommendations we have set forth and that they have followed are proving out that it is correct. Their vehicles have much less wear, and this is determined by the analysis, versus vehicles we see that may be new to us that come in that haven't necessarily followed a really strict maintenance schedule. Those vehicles have obviously more wear. And so it doesn't mean you can't slow that process down, but the point is you've got to be aware of it. You got to know. And as I was talking about ECD, which is something that we can see early on, but only through an oil analysis, all right? We can see the beginnings of coolant entering into the engine oil, which if it is entering the engine oil, that means there's some breach or some weakness, typically a head gasket or intake gasket, something like that. But catching it now prevents the engine from being destroyed. And the problem is you won't know it until it happens. So
good information.
Can't stress it enough. All right, great.
Good information.
We're going to go right now. We're going to go, where are we going here?
Figure it out.
I got it. I'm going to click that button. Hello, Jerry. How you doing? Hi, Jerry. This is Dave on Auto Talk. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi there.
What I have is a 2001 GMC pickup, and I'm having problems with the brake. When I go to brake the thing, I just changed all the brake lines and everything, and also the master cylinder. And when I go to hit the brakes, it will sort of like spring back at me and sort of flutter a little.
Okay.
And then it will stop.
Okay. So what you've told us is that you replaced all – did you actually replace all of the steel brake lines, which is very common? They rust out. Is that what you did? Okay.
Yes.
And you said you also replaced something else, I think. The master cylinder?
Master cylinder, yes.
Okay. Why did you replace the master cylinder?
Well, I was told that the master cylinder needed to be replaced, but when it came right down to it, I really didn't. But since I had it on, I just went on and kept it.
Okay. So the master cylinder, did you replace it after you determined you couldn't get a good pedal out of the vehicle?
No, before.
Okay. All right. So did you properly bench bleed the master cylinder?
Yes.
Okay. Pretty certain about that. All right. Well, sounds to me like there's still air trapped in the system. That vehicle does have an anti-lock brake system on it. It should have an anti-lock valve body, probably up in the lower, I'd say on the left fender, probably over on that side. It may be somewhere in the vehicle. Anyway, so if you don't have a scan tool to center the valves in there, you got to start there. You're not going to get that thing to bleed properly.
I see.
So you're going to need to take that into a service provider that can basically plug into the vehicle, control the ABS controller, and which will then allow it to be properly bled. Hopefully there's no other control components that are, you know, also in fault. Well, but it could also have caliper issues as well.
Yeah. Well, that's what I called myself doing. Mm-hmm. Then I took it back to the he was an AES certified mechanic.
And, ASE? Okay, yeah.
ASE or whatever. But I took it back to him, and I showed him what the problem was, and he didn't know. So I took it to just a friend of mine. He unplugged the ABS
controller,
unit,
right?
And I don't have any problem at all with it unplugged.
Well, he probably unplugged it electrically is what's going on. Right.
Yeah, so
you just unplugged that component. So basically, it's probably a little more than I can explain on the radio right now. But it needs to get in the hands of somebody who's very familiar with that system. It doesn't sound like either of those individuals have that capability yet. So I would recommend you may want to take it back to maybe even a GM dealer. You know, they should have certainly a GM tech that's qualified to look at that. But obviously, you got to get it fixed because you got to stop the vehicle and you got to be confident with it.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. You still got an issue. I applaud you for recognizing that. I don't think that I can advise you through repairing that at this point because you don't have the access to the tools you're going to need.
That's correct. So okay. Well, I appreciate that.
We appreciate you giving us a call because this stuff happens. And I would say get your truck into a local GM dealer. Or someone who, you know, certainly is confident or competent.
Somebody
in the vehicle.
At least has a scan tool.
They're with the correct one, okay? We want a GM factory scan tool, okay? All right, sir. Have a great weekend, Jared. Be safe out there.
You too.
All righty. All right. Great call. You know, there's nothing wrong with working on your own vehicle. People do that. But, again, sometimes it's you just get past that point where you can do that. So, all right, folks, we're going to run to a quick break. You are listening live today to Auto Talk with Dave and Jan Murphy from Murphy's Auto Care, and we will be right back.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
As you're out and about, make sure to stop by the Dayton Mall for the Ultimate Home Expo, the only home show with free admission and free parking. The Ultimate Home Expo at the Dayton Mall, February 8th through the 18th. Everything you could possibly need for home improvement ideas. Some of the top businesses will be there to answer your questions. Plus, there's demonstrations in the center court and live music during the weekend as well. A lot of people there, lots of fun. We're stopping out while you're running around, whether you're looking to upgrade your kitchen, remodel your bathroom, or just create that landscape that is make your home going to pop. It is the Ultimate Home Expo, where dreams start to become reality. Again, at the Dayton Mall, February 8th through the 18th. Admission and parking is free. Food, drink, and entertainment. Lots of information available online at homeexpodayton.com. That's Home Expo Dayton, the ultimate home expo, February 8th through 18th at the Dayton Mall.
Did you ever wonder how your car feels after an accident?
Oh, my aching fenders.
Does it have a vision problem?
My right headlight is broken.
And maybe it has a pain in its side.
My driver's door has a really big dent.
Your car and your wallet both need Waltz Auto Parts. Waltz carries thousands of parts for vehicles from 97 to 2017. You'll find engines, transmissions, and auto body parts, as well as new and used glass and mirrors. Most parts come from low-mileage vehicles, and all parts come with the peace of mind of Waltz warranty. All this from a company that's been family-owned and building trust with customers since 1936. You'll save up to 70% compared to new parts prices.
70%? Wow! You'll be able to afford some hot new fuzzy dice to hang from my rearview mirror.
Right. Waltz Auto Parts, 1.5 miles south of I-70 on Route 68. Just take exit 52A and go towards Xenia. Open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Check out their inventory of parts at www.waltzauto.com.
Menards is our go-to store when we update our house. We're adding new lights and seeing all the latest styles. The selection was amazing. And we found matching Patriot lighting fixtures for our whole house. We are so happy with the final touches that Patriot Lighting adds to our home. Enjoy exquisite elegance and superior craftsmanship with Patriot Lighting.
Save 11% on everything now at Menards. Good through February 9th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
This Valentine's Day, save with Esther Price Candy's fine chocolates and give her gold. It's the sweetest way to say be mine this Valentine's with their heart boxes of all varieties and sizes or customize with your favorite chocolates. Delicious chocolate-covered strawberries will also be available at all locations. Visit any of Esther Price Candy's locations or shop online at EstherPrice.com.
The homemade goodness everyone likes. Life's a whole lot sweeter with fine chocolates from Esther Price.
Farmers and Merchants Bank wants you to know, do you kasasa? If you do, then you're enjoying free checking that pays you in ways that matter each month. Plus, you have the friendly, personalized service you'd expect at a community bank. That's kasasa. Big bank rewards with a community bank heart. Choose free kasasa checking at Farmers and Merchants Bank. Account approval, qualification, limits, and other requirements apply. Get details at Farmers and Merchants Bank in Miamisburg, West Carrollton, Germantown, and New Lebanon. Learn more online at bankwithfm.com. Member FDIC.
I'm Dave Murphy of Murphy's Auto Care, and you might have heard that Jan and I are teaming up with the Goodwill Auto Auction. When I learned about all the great ways the Goodwill Auto Auction helps people in our community, we knew we wanted to get involved. We had no idea of all the great work they do to help people with disabilities and other needs. Did you know they helped more than 18,000 people last year alone? Incredible! You can help too. When you donate your vehicle to the Goodwill Auto Auction, the proceeds are used to support local programs for people in need. Always a free tow, and Goodwill handles all the paperwork. Call 228-AUTO and donate today.
Today, you have more choices than ever when it comes to where you purchase products. But you also have an opportunity to support companies that align with your values. The Original Mattress Factory hand-builds high-quality mattresses right here in your hometown. We believe in doing right by our customers by offering the best mattresses at factory direct prices every day. So when you shop for a mattress, we hope you'll make the choice to buy with your values. Visit the Original Mattress Factory to see the OMF difference for yourself.
Sunny skies expected all day today. We'll lift to a high temperature of 29 degrees, and thanks to next to no breeze as we go later in the day, wind chills will remain in the mid to upper 20s. Overnight tonight, mostly clear conditions with temperatures dropping down into the teens. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Dayton and Springfield Station for 24-hour news, weather, and traffic, and our Ask the Expert weekends. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And welcome back to Auto Talk. You're listening to Dave and Jan Murphy live in the studios in downtown Dayton, and we appreciate you tuning in. We have really talked about so many different things today on the show, from air conditioning to cold weather handles breaking to brakes to brake lines, and then all kinds of stuff. So thanks for tuning in. We love taking your calls, and we also like helping the community in you know, giving them some good advice and pointing them in the right direction with some education and some things to look at. So it's always a fun show here. I do want to take a minute and thank our sponsor, KOY Auto Parts. KOY Auto Parts has several locations here in town, and Dave and I believe very strongly in using quality auto parts. We want our, we want our service to fulfill your needs for a long term, and we offer a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty. KOY enables us to do that with their high quality parts, and we do believe it makes a big difference.
It does. We're only going to install the very best parts on your vehicle. That's what we are always going to recommend, and
we want to keep you. We want to keep you on the road and out of your garage or our garage.
That's right.
With repairs.
Yep.
Yeah.
We find that's what.
I think that's key.
Absolutely. I totally think it is. You know, speaking of out of the garage or out of the service shop, I think there's going to be a lot of people getting in the service shop pretty soon, just because of the condition of our roads, and as they're going to.
Well, they are already, they've been deteriorating just due to the weather. I mean, what a crazy winter we had with, you know, highs in the 60s in January, February, and 2 days later being, 1 day later being in the 20s or the teens.
Yep.
And that quick expansion and contraction and melting and refreezing it just wreaks havoc on our road conditions here in Dayton, Ohio, and the surrounding areas. So let's talk about that for a minute. That can be dangerous, especially for, you know, drivers who aren't expecting a big giant pothole or the car in front of them. You know, they're just driving along, minding their own business, paying attention to the road, and you can't see the pothole coming.
That's right.
So you might swerve or you might try to avoid it, which is a knee-jerk reaction. So please be safe out there and be aware of the road conditions, but we understand that you cannot always foresee what's coming.
We can fix your car, but we can't fix you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
yeah,
stuff happens. Yeah, but what we always anticipate this time of year as we move into the next few months is we're gonna start seeing a lot of tire damage, you know, blown tires, broken belts. Certainly with one of our vehicles, a wheel.
Oh my gosh, I ran right into a curb and super messed up my car.
Super messed up.
I'm usually a pretty good driver. And
well, what about your driving skills?
The roads were clean and clear and fairly dry.
Black ice.
I just went into a parking lot and I went to just turn. I was not going fast at all and the car never turned.
Nope.
Slammed right into a curb.
Took out a wheel, a control arm, a strut. Yeah. So it's mounting. But yeah, stuff happens. But, you know, you're okay. That's what matters.
That was a bummer. I know, but that was a bummer.
That's true. So, folks, be prepared.
I wasn't expecting
potholes. It's just that time of year. I guess just really practice defensive driving to protect yourself and your family. I can't stress enough. And if your car's in good shape, hopefully it'll respond appropriately and keep you out of trouble, right?
Well, and this brings us to shocks and struts.
It does. It does. And they play such a key role, especially with all the integration of computerization on vehicles anymore. Having your suspension system in tip-top shape is really important, especially when it comes to safety and steering correctly. So it's something, if you're not familiar with how to check your shocks or your struts, give us a call, stop by, we'll go for a quick test drive with you. We can help you with that or go to your service provider and ask them to check it. But a rule of thumb is shocks and struts typically have seen the end of their service life with 75,000
miles
and on,
if you
or
hit a,
sooner.
If you hit a pothole, get your car in for service and come back and see us next Saturday
week
at 12 o'clock. We will be right back here taking your questions and your calls.
Whew. I can't believe it's gone. Folks,
it's gone.
Have a great, safe weekend. And thanks for tuning in to Auto Talk with Dave and Jan Murphy from Murphy's Auto Care.
Thank you.
From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios, WHIO AM Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill, a Cox Media Group station.